The Washington State Patrol is 100 years old this year. Demographically, it doesn't look a whole lot different than when it started. The vast majority of troopers patrolling the state's highways are still white and male. Not only has the patrol struggled to diversify its ranks, it's been difficult to recruit and hire enough troopers to fill open slots. In recent years, one stage in the hiring process has drawn particular scrutiny, the psychological evaluation. That's because of the high number of candidates who are screened out by the patrol's psychologist, including some who are lost to other police departments. But now there are fresh concerns that the process appears to disproportionately reject candidates of color. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has our story in collaboration with a Seattle Times investigative team.
It was the summer of 2019, and Kathleena Lee was focused on her future. She'd just become the first in her immediate family to graduate from college, and she had a plan. She was going to apply to become a trooper with the Washington State Patrol. She'd been encouraged to apply by two high-ranking African-American troopers.
That really excited me and really drove what drove me to really pursue applying for the State Patrol and going through the application process.
Lee didn't have a background in law enforcement, but she thought she had a lot to offer the patrol. She's a first-generation Cambodian-American, she'd grown up in a diverse community, and she had a degree in public health. Lee took and passed the initial written and physical tests. Then it was on to an extensive background check and polygraph test. She passed both and advanced to the oral board interview. She remembers being nervous that day, but it ended up being a good experience.
I felt very welcomed and comfortable and confident.
But that feeling didn't last. After the oral board interview, Lee took a battery of psychological tests and then went to meet with the Washington State Patrol's longtime staff psychologist, Daniel Clark. Lee says she ended up in tears in his office. It started when he asked her about a childhood trauma.
I started crying right away because I've never opened up about this experience before, you know, and applying for the State Patrol, I didn't want to hide anything.
But Lee says she felt like she never got to talk about other aspects of who she is and what makes her resilient. Soon she got the news she'd been dreading. She had not passed the psychological evaluation. Unlike with some police agencies, there was no chance for a second opinion.
And it was just this deep feeling of just disappointment and failure.
It's unlikely Lee will ever know why she didn't advance past the psychological evaluation. The State Patrol denied her request for her records. But her story illustrates a pattern. A promising applicant makes it through the patrol's hiring gauntlet, only to be derailed by the psych eval. For years, the State Patrol has been warned that Clark fails candidates at a higher rate than his peers. For that, he's unapologetic.
I think my passage rate is just what it is. That's the passage rate. I think if we sat down with the files and we looked at the people I did not recommend, there would be no issue.
Of course, that's not possible because the files are confidential. Ultimately, Clark defends his approach by saying the State Patrol is an elite agency and that he has a mandate from the chief of the patrol, John Batiste.
So I think my charter from my boss, the chief, has been for the last 16 years that he's been here is find me good applicants.
But over the years, people inside and outside the Washington State Patrol have flagged the psychological evaluation process as potentially problematic. Let's start in 2015. That year, the captain in charge of the State Patrol's Human Resources Division began questioning Clark's approach. He ultimately wrote a 4-page paper that raised concerns about the high number of candidates Clark was failing. The captain, now retired, says he sent the paper to his boss, an assistant chief. The State Patrol says it has no record of that, but things did get tense enough between the HR captain and Clark that they ended up in a meeting with the chief. A few months later, in January of 2016,
good afternoon.
A panel of state lawmakers got a briefing on a lengthy report that looked at the State Patrol's challenges with recruitment and retention. Consultant Rick Brazil zeroed in on the psychological evaluation.
For recommending a review of the process, the tests used, and there's a lot more detail in the report to go into that.
Among other things, the report said the psychological evaluation was resulting in the disqualification of otherwise qualified candidates, some of whom were later hired by other police agencies. That same month, Clark started administering an updated personality test, better scored for police officer candidates and to minimize cultural bias. A year later,
good to see you, Chief.
Good to see you as always.
a Democratic state senator named Kevin Vandiweg put State Patrol Chief John Batiste on the hot seat about Clark and his failure rate. This was their exchange.
Does Dr. Daniel Clark still work for WSP?
He does.
And what's the current fail rate on the psychological exam?
The fail rate is improved. I sent him back to Chicago to work with his peer group and looking at the current testing processes that were used to screen candidates. And as a result, we've greatly reduced the number of folks who were failing.
Chief Batiste went on to say the patrol was pushing a lot more candidates through as a result of changes that had been made. However, the numbers the patrol later gathered to send to Vandiweg told another story. Clark's passage rate had actually dropped a bit in the intervening year, although over a five-year period it had been on an upward trajectory. Vandiweg is a firefighter who's familiar with civil service hiring, and he's concerned the State Patrol's hiring process is too subjective, especially when it comes to the psychological screening.
Dr. Clark holds a lot of sway in the State Patrol in who they hire and who they don't hire, and that is concerning to me that one person has that much power.
The decision to hire or not hire ultimately falls to the captain of the Human Resources Division. But in practicality, if Clark doesn't recommend a candidate, it's unlikely that person is going to get hired. After 2017, there was less scrutiny of the Washington State Patrol's psychological screening process. But then earlier this year, the consulting firm Deloitte issued a report on the agency's efforts to recruit and retain a diverse workforce and build public trust. As part of that report, the consultants conducted a deep dive on the psychological evaluation. The picture that emerged was troubling. The report said multiple key executives within the State Patrol and every focus group had reported concerns about bias in the psychological evaluation. There was also something else, something new. The Deloitte report found that racial and ethnic minorities were failing the psychological exam at disproportionately high rates. Clark says it does appear they have a higher invalidation rate on the written psychological exams he gives, but he took issue with Deloitte's methodology.
There may be a bit of a disparate impact, but it's much lower than what Deloitte reported.
Deloitte based its analysis on a small sample of trooper candidates. Public Radio and the Seattle Times completed an analysis of trooper classes over 4 years and found significant gaps in the failure rate between white and non-white candidates. We shared our analysis with Clark.
I treat everybody as an individual and make my recommendations based on an individual assessment, psychologically. I don't believe that there is bias.
Batiste, the chief, also took issue with the Deloitte findings, but said now that the issue has been flagged, he wants to get to the bottom of it. The patrol is in the process of contracting with an outside auditor to undertake a review of the entire psychological screening process, including its impact on candidates of color. As of last year, Batiste oversaw a force that was nearly 87% white, no more diverse than when he took over in 2005. Democratic State Representative John Lovick, a black retired state trooper, calls that unacceptable.
I'm just embarrassed for where the State Patrol is, particularly with a black chief who's been there for 17 years now. And I would tell him, it's disgraceful.
Batiste says his answer to that kind of criticism is, what are you doing to help me diversify the agency? Batiste also highlighted the patrol's recent efforts to improve its overall recruiting and hiring process with the goal of increasing diversity.
Their hiring of diverse candidates for the agency is going exceptionally well. We're at a record high with regards to our ability to attract and hire diverse candidates to be troopers for the organization.
Recently, the patrol has hired an equity, diversity, and inclusion officer. It also has a more diverse group of recruiters seeking out candidates. For Kathleen Lee, the experience of applying to the Washington State Patrol and being rejected after the psychological evaluation was a huge letdown. She says she's telling her story now because she wants to see changes in the patrol's hiring process that lead to more diversity in the ranks of state troopers.
It is about time that the agency, as big as the Washington State Patrol, you know, take this into consideration and be the change that the community wants and what you're preaching. You know, it's so easy to talk about it, but it's another thing to be about it.
To this day, Lee thinks she would have been a good trooper and been a change agent within the agency. She's since gone to work for Washington's Department of Social and Health Services, helping people apply for food, cash, and medical benefits. She likes the work and says she sees a future for herself, helping vulnerable, diverse people. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.